Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friend, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a question for you. Have you started thinking about the fall yet? I know we're still sweating through summer, but listen, y'all, Hobby Lobby has pumpkins out. The holidays are coming and schedules are about to explode. Now is the time to ask, what kind of support do I want around me this fall? If you've been thinking, I wish someone could help me sort out my brain, my calendar, my emotions, all these people, all this family dynamics, good news, this is literally what I do. I'm now enrolling for my fall coaching sessions, 12 intentional sessions where we slow down, reset your mind, and help you walk through your life with purpose. You'll get follow-up emails after every session with a summary, action steps, journaling prompts, and resources so you're not left wondering, wait, what did we talk about again? So whether you're navigating a life transition, heading into the holidays with a little dread, or just craving peace and direction, you don't have to figure it out alone. This could be your time. Spots are limited, so if you've been thinking about it, now's your move. You can reach out to me via direct message on Facebook or Instagram at Kendall Snyder Coaching, or feel free to email me at Kendall@KendallSnyderCoaching.com. Okay, let's jump into today's episode. Welcome back to the Journaling Room. I'm your host, Kendall Snyder. Today's episode is all about the practice. Yes, the daily practice of letting go. I did a podcast a couple episodes back on journaling through letting go, but this whole concept has been one that I've revisited a lot in my own journaling and healing journey, and so I felt like it deserved a little bit of a deeper dive. Because the practice of letting go, you don't just do it once. It's not a big dramatic movie moment. Letting go, I've found, tends to happen over and over again. Letting go of expectations, of control, of outcomes, of how we thought things would be. It's vulnerable work, but it's so freeing. And journaling, I've found, helped me do that with honesty and with hope. And I hope that you find that to be the same for you. But let's be real, letting go sounds beautiful on Pinterest, but in real life, it's messy. We want it to just be that one-time decision. I let go, done, I'm healed from this. But the truth is, letting go often happens in layers. You let go, feel some peace, and then boom, 3 days later, the same emotion rises up again. And that's not failure, that's just being human. Our brains are wired to hold on, especially to things we care about. So when we practice release, it has to become a rhythm, not a single act. Let me share this with you. There's a relationship in my life that has been one of the most foundational and the most challenging at the same time. And I've done a lot of work, thought work, prayer work, journaling work around it. And what I found to be the center of my struggle was my expectations. I expected them to change. And I expected myself to show up perfectly. I expected mutual understanding when there just wasn't any. And every time those expectations weren't met, I felt that tightness. Do you know the one? It creeps into your chest, your jaw, your thoughts. And I would tell myself, I'm letting it go. And then we would have another hard moment. Or I'd see a text and I'd feel that same ache. And I'd have to go back to my journal and start again. And here's what I realized. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means choosing peace over control. It means accepting that I cannot manage their reactions, their behavior, their growth, but I can manage my own heart. Because letting go isn't about ignoring or pretending things don't matter. It's just about releasing the things that don't belong in your hands. Things like the timeline, the other person's decisions, how it all should look. This is a big one, the need to be understood. The belief that peace only comes when they change. So here's what I journal about when I feel that gripping need to control. What am I holding on to too tightly right now? What outcome am I trying to force? And what would letting go look like in this moment? Not forever, but just for today. These are not easy questions, y'all, but they're so clarifying because the moment we name the thing that we're clenching, we can begin to open our hands. I want to bring in a couple truths from scripture here. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That word cast in the original Greek means to literally throw something off, like taking off a heavy coat, not gently placing it down, but throwing it. Letting go is a spiritual act of trust. And then Psalm 46:10, I know y'all know this one. Be still and know that I am God. Letting go isn't passive. It's choosing stillness in a world that says, do more, control more, hold tighter. You deserve better. It's actually saying, God, I release this because I believe you're better at holding it than I am. Letting go again and again means we create a rhythm of release. So it might sound like, God, I'm handing this over again. I forgive her again. I trust you with this outcome again. I release the timeline again. And here's a journaling prompt that might help. God, here's what I'm trying to carry on my own today. And you might even end with a prayer saying, I trust you with this. Here's a little visual that I love. Imagine each day you carry a full basket. And you get to the end of the day and you empty it before God. And the next morning, you fill it with only what he hands back. That's letting go. That's how we live lighter. So friend, if you're in the middle of holding something tight, especially around a relationship or an expectation, this is your reminder. You're not alone. You're not failing. You're just human. And there's so much grace for that. Letting go isn't weak. It's holy. And you don't have to do it all at once. Just today is enough. Thank you so much for joining me in the journaling room today. Until next time, keep your heart open, your journal nearby, and your eyes on the one who holds it all. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.